Elton John's $25 million Broadway musical announces closure days after opening. By Simon Kent on November 21, 2024. The curtains are coming down, and staying down, on Sir Elton John's musical Dammy Faye just days after it opened on Broadway. The Daily Mirror reports Tammy Faye, a joint creation by the Tiny Dancer singer alongside James Graham and Scissor Sisters frontman Jake Shears, officially opened at New York's Palace Theatre on 14 November. Now the theatre is going dark on 8 December following 24 preview and 29 regular performances. The Mirror points to a simple lack of custom for the closure of a tale meant to tell the story of the life of Christian televangelist Tammy Faye Baker. The announcement was made amid poor box office performances for the Rupert Gold-directed production, with it bringing in a gross of $374.371 in the week ending 17 November, with an overall attendance of 5,732, just 63% of the venue's capacity. It has also been criticized by U.S. critics, with the New York Times branding it strangely bland and Variety dubbing the show a misguided West End import. The closure news came just a day after Jake, who wrote the lyrics for the musical, reflected on the ride of bringing the production to life and how it had been one of his most thrilling adventures thus far. According to reports cited by The Independent, Tammy Faye was capitalized at $25 million and will lose it all. The production featured music by John, lyrics by Jake Shears of the Scissor Sisters and a book by Dear England playwright James Graham. It starred Katie Braben in the title role, with Christian Borle as her husband Jim Backer and Michael Cerveris as fellow televangelist Jerry Falwell. The production previously ran in London from October to December 2022. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.